This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Yesterday was Agriculture Day at the State Fair held in Springfield. There were countless agriculture events, one of which featured a local man competing in what he's most passionate about, auctioneering. Cody Hanold of Brighton competed in the state auction and bid calling competition, a contest consisting of the best 10 auctioneers from all over the state. The auctioneers had to auction off 5 items and then answer 2 interview questions on stage. I talked with Cody after the contest about his auctioneering career and the contest that day.
Yeah, started 10 years ago when I decided to go to Worldwide College of Auctioneering in Mason City, Iowa. First generation auctioneer, just traveled around a lot with my dad back in the day to local auctions and decided it was something I kind of wanted to get interested in. So I went to auction school and here I am today competing. So,
and you did well today, taking home 4th here in the contest. How does it feel to do so well?
It's an honor and a privilege. To be honest with you, I mean, going up against 10 of the best auctioneers in the state of Illinois and competing at this level is something that's truly humbling. So,
and this isn't your first time up here at the contest. I know whenever my brother competed, you were competing too. So how did those years prep you for this year?
It helps out a lot. Each year gets a little bit easier, you like to think. New faces, new judges, though, so you still have very, very stiff competition. Last year, I was lucky enough to be the reserve champion. The year before that, I was able to make the top 5, so it's just been an honor and a privilege to just keep getting a little bit better each year and competing against this top-notch group.
And you do have some auctions locally around home. Can you tell us some dates on those?
Yeah, I'm the owner and operator of Hanold Auctioneering right there in Brighton, Illinois. Me and my wife, it's a family-owned business. We've got some auctions coming up September 8th. We'll be just in Carrollton, Illinois, selling out a retirement auction. We'll be back there on the 15th with the Amish furniture sale. September 29th, we will be over in Florissant, Missouri with a farm closeout. And then also October 13th, we have a sale over in Hardin for Charlie Gershon antique tractor collection. So got a lot going on coming up. We're going to be pretty busy. So look us up on our website or give me a call. We'd be more than glad to come out and pay you a visit.
Cody won 4th place out of 10 yesterday. Congratulations to him and his family. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. Come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show on August 18th. Registration will begin at 8 a.m., awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m., and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the parade of power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come out and experience agriculture as it once was. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.